بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. صدق الله العظيم. Brothers and sisters Islam, respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. And we begin our program with our dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah grant all the marhumin jannatul firdaus. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fill the qabr of marhumin with nur and mercy and rahmah. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant the family of marhumin sabr and ajr inshallah. And we ask Allah, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant shifa to all our sisters and brothers, those who are at home or in the hospital. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them ajr inshallah and sabr. Ameen. Thumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say shukran that you're tuning to our program. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use all of us to pass the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'd like to say shukran to all our listeners and for that they're always following and listening to our program. And the, those who are asking about that dua, inshallah you can ask Hafiz Bilal, he will make a plan for you to get that dua inshallah, because it's a bit long and it's very hard to repeat it again here tonight. Shukran for all our listeners, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our brother Abdul Rahman and all our listeners from Cape Town, those who are listening to our program, and may Allah make it easy for Ummatul Islam in each and every part of this dunya inshallah. On your behalf, I'd like to say shukran to my sound engineer tonight and our friends here on the reception and those on the call center. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Our program is a live program. For any inquiry, or if you want to correct me, or you want to find any request or inquiry, you can WhatsApp me or SMS me on 072-144-0717. So 072-144-0717. May Allah make it easy for all of us inshallah to pass the message of Allah and His Rasul. I got last week one request after I end my program, and then I walk away from the studio. I got a request from our brother regarding the animal in Islam, the right of the animal in Islam. And you know, you heard a lot on Radio Islam on many occasions that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, we have sent you only as a mercy for the entire creation of Allah. So what is rahmatan lil alameen? Mercy for the entire creation of Allah. What is alameen? Besides Allah, in everything is alameen. Just leave Allah aside. The rest is called alameen. You got the world, world of animal, world of insects, world of trees, plant. You got, you call it alam. The plural is alameen. My friend is asking, say, which animal we kill. We did make a program before about the right of the animal. And I remind you, as Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, there is no bird being hunted, or animal being hunted in a jungle, or no trees being cut, or fish being caught from the water without that counting that as a sin, or as a payment of the sin because they forgot the dhikrullah tabarak wa ta'ala. Animal, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave them instruction to pray to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and to make dhikrullah. Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. And yusabbihu lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbiha. So you got three ayat here in the case that each and every makhluk of Allah, they do know Allah and they praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As the creation of Allah, they got ghaflat, they got some forgetting, some heedlessness. So you find some animal, they forgot dhikrullah, or they become occupied or busy, and they are not in that type of dhikr on that moment. So you find yourself, you cut some tree, or you hunt, or you catch some fish. It is like that. Beside the other fish, I know it is halal and allowed. The animal, not any animal, can be killed, as we said last time. But Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say, إِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ. When you want to kill, you must kill in the beautiful way. When he talk about that, either slaughtering or either to kill the animal, but not any animal you are allowed to kill. Narrated in Bukhari and Muslim that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, خَمْسَةُ حَيَوَانَاتٍ تُقْتَلْ, that five animals can be killed. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described him as خَمْسُ فَوَاسِقْ. فَوَاسِقْ, it means the animal who transgressed, the animal who exceed the system of the creation of Allah. يُقْتَلْنَ, even if it's in haram. Even you find them in the haram. Number one, the mouse, or the rat, the mouse. Rat, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the ummah read, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ, from the evil of what he has created. So some creation of Allah has good and has some evil or some harm. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did mention in the hadith that anyone man qatala wazagatun fi awwali darbatin kutiba lahu 600 hasana. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whosoever kills such the creation of Allah which we're going to mention now, from the first strike and hit, Allah write for that person 600 reward. Mouth, the rat, yes. Why? Because this rat, as I said, become from the fawasiq. What is fasiq? The transgressor. The one who exceed the boundary of Allah. The one who exceed the fitrat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we call it fasiq. And wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-fasiqin. Amongst the human being, you find fasiq. It means the one who pull out from the fitrat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. That mouse, it's fasiq. And many people say, why you kill the rat or the mouse? He said, no, we're not killing the rat. We're killing some creation of Allah which pull out from the line. Number one, the mouse was vegetarian before. Allah created that mouse as the eater of veg, or the grass, or the same vegetarian. And then he exceeded the fitrah, and then start to eat meat and some insects and the others. So that why he was not created for that. The mouse eating its own type, like mouse can eat the mouse. Mouse moving and transferring the sickness from human to the animal, from animal to human, it's the fastest affection of the animal, or can transfer the sickness so quick, and you ask the people around you. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, off your light at night, because al-fawasiq, that type of mouse, will become a weapons and tools of shaitan to start fire. They move and then they start fire because shaitan used them. Shaitan did use the evil of that fawasiq. And I don't want to talk about the mouses which cut the robe of Nabi Nuh and all that. I'm just telling you about. On top of that, if we've been requested to kill that mouse, the mouse, he won't extinct, won't disappear, because they have so many babies and so many production, not even 9 months. Before that, every mouse, they got 5-6 babies. I don't know from where they get so quick babies and so fast. Even the mother become a size of the rat itself, or the mouse. You don't know which one is the mother and the baby. Anyhow, in spite of that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us ijazat to kill that mouse, but don't go away. So you mustn't worry about the environment or the extinct animal and all that. Anyhow, as a Muslim, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us permission to kill the mouse for the sake of the health of human being, for the sake of the healthy environment, for the sake of safety and security in our houses. On top of that, the rat and mouse will be there, so it won't extend and won't disappear. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us that ijazat, and then he's tell you must kill in a very beautiful way. Mustn't torture the animal, must not kill it slow, kill it one time so fast. Anyone who killed that one from the first hitting, striking, Allah will give him 600 reward because you already make it easy for that animal to die in a beautiful way, not after many strike and hit or torturing the animal. Another type of the animal, respected brother and sister in Islam, that scorpion. When we talk about scorpion, that dead poison scorpion, or that deadly insect, I don't know it falling under animal world or insect. Number one also is like a mouse, has so many babies, this one. This animal also become fawasiq. What is fawasiq? Transgressed. This animal, when it get angry and get hungry, lost the mind and can eat its own baby and bite anyone on the way. And you know how serious is that biting of that scorpion. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed that type of creation of Allah, that scorpion. La'ana Allahu al-aqrab. Ma tad'u nabi idin. May Allah curse the aqrab because bite every nabi, every prophet of Allah, and bite Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why the poison of the aqrab can attack on day and night. Aqrab, or that scorpion, when it moves hungry, become mad, and also doesn't look after its baby. Just give birth and run away, doesn't look after the baby. So, those who feel sorry for the scorpion, don't worry, they will be there because the production is many. Even when we kill them, they are still there. Another type of that fawasiq, or that transgressor animals or birds, they call it hada'ah. The hada'ah, they call it in English kite bird. That bird which steal the chicken from the farm, or they attack the houses and make a problem. This hada'ah, as we said last time, stealing the gold, they like to take the gold from the shelf or the window, and silver, and all that type of metal. And now many of the ladies said, my ring was here. Where's my ring? You say, my friend, don't accuse your mother-in-law and sister-in-law and your neighbor. First think about the hada'ah, or that bird. It's called kite bird. Make a big problem with the family and causing talaq sometimes because the husband accused the wife for that gold and the wife accused the husband. So, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kill it, bismillah. And as I told you, they got so many babies, they will remain. It won't go away, that type of creation of Allah. Then we have something, it's called al-ghurab. Ghurab is a crow, but not any crow. Not any crow. The ghurab, which you got some color, white color around the neck or the stomach or the back. You said al-abqa. Abqa means the ghurab is a black crow, but the stomach could be white, or the back, or the neck. It's not that crow of the farm, and that crow we see it on top of our. No, the ghurab, that crow, the one who eats the human body. This crow also got the fawasiq. It's a transgressor, because once he got baby, run away. Never ever fed its baby. Number two, always knock the head of the human being. And he, as I said, he ate also the human body. And he moves the virus and the infection from the dead body to the living being. So it's very terrible transformer from the human, the dead human body. You find it always in the graveyard and next to the sea. And you find it always around the dead body, any dead body, including the human being body, which is very terrible and is unhealthy to have that one in our environment. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from min sharri ma khalaq, from whatever evil he created in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing is called the mad dog. The mad dog, that dog which gone mad, the insane dog, they call it al-kalb al-aqur, or the mad dog. Mad dog, you know how serious when the mad dog bite the children or the people. You see, go to the doctor and see how many injections he get it in the stomach. The sickness of the dog, there is a department in the hospital now, they call it dog department. Very terrible when you see the mad dog, He will never, ever control it unless you kill that al-kalb al-aqur. So, five animals, the mouse, scorpion, kite bird, the mad dog, and that crow, which the crow is eating the dead human dead body. And then another type of animal is not mentioned on this hadith, another riwayah, the snake. The snake, you give the snake inside the house 3 days warning, get out. But you find the snake out of the house, you kill it. But I'm talking about the snake which is inside the house. And you know the story of the snake, become also from the fawasiq, the transgressor. And the riwayah said it takes iblis in its mouth, inside the Jannah and all that. Nabi Muhammad ﷺ said, kill the snake even if you are in salah. And the riwayah said it was a blowing on the fire of Nabi Ibrahim ﷺ. Anyhow, we're not killing any animal, and for reason, we kill the animal for reason. And after we kill the animal, the animal won't disappear, that type of creation of Allah. It will remain there, but it could be just adjustment of the number of this animal. If you practice the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, you will never find so many scorpions around you. You will find them there, but not so common. And that type of the fawasiq, or that animal which exceed the boundary of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from min sharri ma khalaq, from the evil of what He has created. Any creation of Allah has good and bad. Water can kill people and can give life to people. Fire can give you warm and can you use it and can burn you in anything. Your house can protect you and can collapse on top of you. Everything got sharr. وَقُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ, from the evil of what in what He has created. May Allah make it easy for us, inshallah. I'd like to say shukran to respected brother Hassan, and you know, always listening to our program, and I'd like to remind him about the dua. Our dua, we need to learn how to make dua. And I wish that our ulama and our ustaz and appa and hafiza can sit with the children and inform the children that dua is accepted. Because I don't know, nowadays people make dua but have no yaqeen at all, which is also, that is not the adab of dua or the manner of dua. The best dua, as we said last time, dua on zahar al-ghayb, the dua on the absence of the person, because it's the most hopeful dua. That dua is accepted even if the person who makes that dua is not pious enough. This dua, you will get the same when you make dua for someone else, you will get the same. And this dua is called a sincere dua, because you read it alone, no one watch you. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did make dua for the ummah, as Allah said, يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He believes in Allah, and he believes for the believer. How he believes for the believer? Made dua for the ummah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did make dua for the ummah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah will never punish the ummah while you are still amongst your ummah. So in his lifetime, he's amongst us. After he left this dunya, also Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is amongst us with his sunnah, with his teaching, and with that muhabba, we keep it for our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what a lucky people, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned them in his dua directly. He made dua for his family. He made dua for his family, Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt is the family member who used to live in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the Sahaba. He did make dua for the Sahaba. And then, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, la tattakhidhuhum gharadan min ba'di. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did make dua for the Sahaba, especially the Badriyun, the Sahaba of the Battle of Badr. Very, very special Sahaba. These people, closer one to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because really, really these people of Badr were very honest. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did make dua for the fasting people. He did make dua for the fasting people. When the month of Ramadan, or you fast the sunnah and nafil fasting, you gain the dua of Nabi Muhammad, and you know that the dua is accepted, definitely accepted. And then the dua for those who shave and shorten their hair on Hajj and Umrah. He made dua for muhalliqeen and muqassireen in the time of Hajj and Umrah, even if the women or men. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the one who seeking knowledge, any type of knowledge, not only Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the trees, the rock, all the makhluqat, all the creation of Allah, making istighfar and dua for that learner or that person who seek knowledge. Any type of knowledge can benefit the ummah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for those who visit the sick people. He made it that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the barakah of that ziyarah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for those who make istirja'. What is istirja'? Those when they have some calamity, they say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for those who pass the message of Allah and making da'wah, those who give tabligh, who passing the message of Allah and His Rasul, those who teaching the ummah the hadith and deen. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for those who get involved on reconciliation, those who try to maintain the relationship between the ummah, those who want to unite the ummah and bring the ummah together. It's very special dua from Rasulullah to these people. Khas, that is a very special dua. Dua from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the muadhin, those who giving adhan. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated 3 times, O Allah, forgive the muadhinin. O Allah, forgive the muadhinin. Till Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab said, I wish I could drop the khilafat and become a muadhin. Till Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib said, I wish I could ask Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give Al-Hassan wal-Husayn radiyallahu anhuma that job of adhan like Bilal radiyallahu anhu. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for those who stay at home and slept in their home because of some tiredness of the halal job. When I say that, it means you go, you're tired because you were seeking halal, you're working halal, and then you feel tired and you just sleep early because you were very, very, got a hectic work or heavy work, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those who kallan min amali yadeh, the one who's tired because of his job or the job give him hard time. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for those who giving water to the animal, those who quench the thirst of the animal or the other creation of Allah. And Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned the hadith that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did help the cat to drink from the pot. He was bringing the pot with that container of water closer to the cat to drink and to quench the thirst. But if that cat, what about those who give water to the human being, as our brother now collecting that water for that village and those people who need water? May Allah reward them for that beautiful ibadah. It is fully Islamically. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for those who plant the tree by the niyat of benefiting the creation of Allah. All of us, we like to plant the tree, we go to work on a farm, but your niyat, innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. Oh Allah, I'm planting this tree, so I give maaf to the insan to eat from it, animal from it, birds, anyone can use it. Ya Allah, sadaqa jariya for me, for my father, or for the ummatul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone who plant a tree, and the insan eat from it to use it, or the animal eat it and use it, or the birds, it will have become a sadaqa jariya for him. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for those who bringing the food to the hungry people, those who carrying the food for the hungry people, or those like you people call it feed scheme. Even if that food is not yours, you just carry it for the ummah. جَلَبَ طَعَامًا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for those who are clothing and giving clothes to those who don't have the clothes. Actually, the clothes making tasbih for the owner, the one who donate this cloth. Again, if you give someone clothes, trousers, socks, any jacket, whenever that person wearing it, that thawb, that cloth will make istighfar for the owner, for the first or the buyer, the one who donated. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the ulama, the scholar of Islam. That he said, the mercy of Allah always with the ulama. Ulama, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them, even when they have some shortcoming. But this knowledge of Allah, or that work and that concern and hum of the deen, inshallah, like a wave, clean the ocean. This person, that alim, or that mufti, or that scholar of Islam, with his mistake, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala still love him. Why? Because this person, he's the voice of Allah on earth. This person, the one who called people to the deen of Allah and the road of Allah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for those who wake up on the sahri time for ibadah. Ahlul sahar, the people of the night, the noblest person amongst the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made dua for them. Oh, I'll grant them forgiveness. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for those who are kind to their parents. Those who make khidmat to their parents, mother and father. And alhamdulillah, we do see some people make khidmat not only for the father and mother, for everyone in this community. May Allah reward them. May Allah reward the sister-in-law for khidmat of our mothers and our fathers. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for those who wake up at night and then wake up his family and start to make ibadah for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister Islam, let us gain the dua of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by doing this thing. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant you rahmah and sahhat and afiyah, and you will find your sin inshallah forgiven. Brother and sister Islam, let us invest with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Let us gain that dua of our beloved Nabi Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shukran for respect to brother for that, you know, really he inspire us when he ask about that type of ibadah. All of us, we are so busy and we don't have that time to achieve that dua of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And shukran that you're reminding us about that Mubarak ibadah. My next respond to the SMS from our respected brother, that impossible, again impossible, to live in this dunya without some test of Allah. You can't. You must write something, it's called unexpected exam. And we have it in our school, in our madaris, university. You got expected exam, like in the day of Qiyamah, and we have some unexpected exam, it's called musibah, calamity. We're living nowadays in an era, it's called the era of pain and calamity. Everyone must taste that test of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Children got it, animal got it, pious people got it, normal people, young, old, you will find everyone who got ibtila and test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, it means we will put you under test of Allah. We'll try you. So in the time of calamity, that person of the calamity, or that one who experienced that trauma and that hardship, Deenul Islam call him a du'afa. What is du'afa? The powerless people. Once you receive the calamity, you need a lot of support, and you draw the mercy of Allah to your side. That's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about our life and our age. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. By the era and the time, indeed the insan is in a big loss. Why? Illa alladhina amanu, except those who believe, know about that. Wa amilu salihat, and they do good deeds. Wa tawasaw bil haqq. And then they enjoin sharing the wasiya of the haqq. Wa tawasaw bil sabr. So we have to share the wasiya that we must encourage each other to make sabr. You go to the funeral, you find the family of marhum, they are in a very, very heavy condition, and they don't know what to do. It's a very big trauma, very big shock for them, and he never expected that his father would go, or his wife, or her husband, son, beloved one, and then that person become weak. Weak in everything. Weak in the body, weak in the thinking, weak in iman. You need to support him. If we don't support him, that person will lose. That's when we go for janazah, we visit the people, and we try to condole and give them some sympathy for that. We become very weak. You sit with them, sorry, inshallah, Allah will grant him jannah. You try to entertain these people, try to let them cool down and go through, and you try to pass that trauma and calamity. And then after a few months, or 1 year, or 2 years, or some time, you will find that person in your house to tell you the same thing. That's why he said, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. We have to enjoin وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. We have to share that wasiyah. Calamity is from Allah. Calamity is from Allah. Either is a justification, either it's a azab from Allah or payment, or either is a test. That calamity is from Allah and it goes through people. Some people, they become the means of Allah to let us taste that that type of calamity. Meaning of musiba, it's called target action. The action of the target. You will have it. You will be afflicted by it. You can't run away. Musiba comes from sa'iba. What is asda? You know they say in fiqh, asaba mra'atahu, asabat haddan, asabat. You find it means afflicted it or touch it. So you can't run away from the musiba, that calamity. If it's test from Allah, you make sabr, you get ajr. If it is punishment, also you must make shukr that Allah give you some test here better than the azab of akhirah or the severe azab of fire. Calamity, it's very heavy and ugly because we don't want to expect it and we don't want to get ready to receive it. That's why when the calamity comes to the person, may Allah save you, inshallah, and grant you tawfiq. If you're not ready for it, it will be very heavy. Very, very heavy. That's why you find the people, the young boys, and when they got lose or you get some calamity, they lose iman. And you find the elderly people, they have sabr and all that. So the problem is not heavy calamity. It's a short of lack of sabr. It's a shortage of sabr. You're not ready for it. You walk like this and someone just drops something heavy on top of you, you fail. But if you expect that load, you will make a plan to carry it. Calamity sometimes is a ni'mat from Allah, sometimes is rehabilitation, fixing, Allah's wish. As I said, unexpected exam. That's why it's heavy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We will test you. So you can't be exception. You will be under the group of the test. You will, as I told you, children, babies, got tests from Allah. Animal, anbiya, salihin, you get tests from Allah. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab took his son to propose one girl. Then the father was showing off and he said, my daughter never ever in all her life never get sick. Means she never get a musibah in her life. Sickness. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab said, leave this girl. We don't want to marry her. She's shaitana. Yeah, shaitan don't get sick. How come a human being never gets sick in his life? The babies in the stomach of the mother, they got sick. Musiba, according the size of iman, as I said, Anbiya, you got double. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, وَلِنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, we will test you. بِشَيْءٍ, not all, so with something, something, not all. Don't think that musibat was a full size. No, Allah said, شَيْءٍ, شَيْءٍ, little bit, not so much. We have to tell the ummah now that that calamity you have, actually it was after discount. Allah dropped the size of this, that calamity to the minimum size. So Allah said, بِشَيْءٍ, not all. You got many type of calamity. You got fear, hunger, death, losing, calamity on the farms, plantation, animals, and really, really, it's so heavy. It's so heavy when someone just loses his beloved one. It's not easy. Oh, the farmer look after the garden for the whole year, and then the rain come, or the heat, or the drought, or the birds come and take it off. Or the farmer plant and work every day, and then his crops and his harvest get lost. It's very heavy, very heavy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبَشِّرْ الصَّابِرِ, give a glad tidings to the sabirin. Because there's no way beside to make sabr. Okay, if what you want to do? You lost your beloved son. So what must we do now? Where is the option? The only option which can gain from it, to make sabr. If you cry from here till the day of Qiyamah, I won't come back. So you must say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sabr, sabr. When we say Inna lillahi, it means we are property of Allah. Can do whatever you want. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are returning to Him for payment. If we make sabr, you get. If you make jaza' or impatient, you will be punished for that. The jaza', that impatient, the lack of sabr, can kill people, destroy the pleasure of this dunya. We must teach our children, ourselves, how to hold and make sabr, how to take that calamity and invest in it and make business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the mayyit or the calamity. We have to learn how to give Allah as we take from Allah. Ummatul Islam, yes, people of calamity needs our help. And we know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam always rushing and hasting to these people because really he needs help. Man kana fi hajati akhi kana Allahu fi hajati. Whosoever they under the command of his brother in any need, Allah will be under his need. You know, you go help your brother with your own ability. We insan, what are you going to help? But by doing this, you gaining the help of Allah with His mighty power. You get Allah next to you. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did say, "Man nafasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabid dunya." Nafasa, you know, nafasa. What a beautiful word from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one who give his brother breath, just breath, little bit fresh air. When the person in calamity, owe people money, owe need help, you just go and give him. No, the Quran said, وَالصُبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, the fresh air on the Fajr time, you will never get it anywhere else. Wake up on Fajr and take that fresh air and breathe it and get it in your lungs. So, when you help your Muslim brother, you give him a fresh air. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will ease and give him a breath in the day of Qiyamah from the difficulties in the day of Qiyamah. What a lovely help and fresh air you get it in the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was his main ibadah. When you just go to be under the surface of Nas, not only Muslim, Nas, anyone. They ask Aisha radiallahu anha, have you ever seen the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam making ibadah while he's sitting? She said, yes. After ba'dama hattamahu an-nas, after the people has finished him. Finished him, it means was spending all his life to serve and to make khidmah for the people. And he said, Ishfa'u tu'jaru wa inkhab. Try to make shafa'at, intercede, help and support. You will get reward even if it doesn't come right. You get ajr. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praise and guide the ummah how to go to Jannah through the powerless people or the people of calamity. Ala ukhbirukum bi ahli al-Jannah. Shall I tell you about the people, residents of Jannah? Kullu da'ifin mutada'if. That powerless person who is in a dead, terrible condition, لو أقسم على الله لأبرا. If he asks Allah, Allah will give him immediately. Why we call that person powerless? Because he lost the support of dunya, and he lost all the way which take him to power, or he doesn't have means to oppress the others. He doesn't have the means to oppress the others. So he become normal person, need the support of Allah. The fire of Jahannam said, in me, al-jabbarun, the tyrant, wal-mutakabbirun, and those who are arrogant. Why Jahannam described the residents of Jahannam? In me is a jabbarun. What is jabbarun? The tyrant, those who misuse the power which Allah gave it to them. To use the power against Allah and His creation. وَالْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ those who become arrogant because of the ni'mah or because of that asbab Allah gave it to them. Why these people in Jahannam? Because Allah gave them the means and they misused that means. They never appreciate that means of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you see how many people, when they got authority or they got wealth, they has changed. And they use the ni'mat of Allah against Allah and the creation of Allah. That's why Nabi Muhammad narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, talk about the yatim, the orphan. Kafilul yatim lahu aw li ghayrih. The one who sponsored the yatim, the orphan, his orphan or orphan of someone else. Ana wa huwa kahatayn. Me and him will be like this. And he pointed with his two fingers in Jannatul Firdaus. So, brother and sister in Islam, what I'm trying to say now tonight here. You have around you some people, call them du'afa, powerless people. Those who need assist. The first group, as the ulama said, the women. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, women are powerless. When I say powerless, it means need a lot of support physically, materialistic help, or any type of help, especially the daughters. Nabi Muhammad SAW encouraged the ummah to look after the girls. Man ala jariyatayn, whosoever look after the two girls, any girls, not only your girl, till they become baligh, he will come with me on Jannah like this in the day of Qiyamah. And there will be for him sitram min an-nar, a barrier from the fire of Jahannam. And then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised the women who look after the girl. Aisha radiallahu anha said, one lady came to me, very poor lady came to me, carrying two girls. So Aisha radiallahu anha gave that lady three dates, three tamar, kajur. And the lady raised her date, the third one, she gave the every child one. Then she took hers, tried to put it in her mouth, so the two girls cry for the mommy's date. فَاسْتَطْعَمَتْهُمَا. Then she fed that one, she broke it to two pieces, and gave that this daughter half, and another daughter half. Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned that to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was very happy, made dua for that lady and said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَوْجَبَ لَهَا بِهِمَا الْجَنَّةِ. So indeed Allah made the Jannah due because of that half date she gave it to her own children. And all the mother now, they sacrifice their pleasure because of the daughters, and the daughter don't appreciate. But I'm telling the mother now, don't worry about the appreciation of the children. You are gaining Jannah. So, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged me and you to look after ladies and girls, you must feel happy when she born. Enjoy the company of the girls, teaching her the akhlaq, feeding her, and then never ever criticize the girls. Let her marry whom she love, and then be kind to her after marriage. Teach her deen, especially you take her for Hajj and Umrah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant you that safety from the fire of Jahannam. Then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also shows us how to help the powerless from amongst the women. We call her Armala, the widow. The widow woman, really, really, she's a needy. Even if she's rich. Because once the lady lost her husband, it becomes very difficult. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sa'i ala al-armala, the one who look after the widow, wal-miskeen, and the needy, kal-mujahid fi sabilillah. That as the fighter for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, brother and sister in Islam, let us look after the widow for the pleasure of Allah, especially the widow who got children. وَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. The lady got children, needs a lot of support and help. And read about Umm Salama, how she used to live before she married Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My message tonight, for the widow, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will accept your effort and sacrifice. But be careful, if you don't look after the amanat you have in your house, the children. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will question you about yatim. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرُ. So, you must deal with your children as your own children and the amanat Allah gave it to you as a yatim. We're supposed to support this lady, cover her faulty. We must not take a chance and advantage in her weakness to abuse her and to take some inheritance from her. Let us support this woman. كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. Allah will shout us, because we don't look after the yatim and honor the yatim. Another thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, amongst the women, we have to look after our wives. And when we talk about wives, we talk about the partner whom Allah tabarak wa ta'ala send them to us to accompany us till the day of Qiyamah. Our wife, unfortunately, the man when he married, he think that he bought this lady like they bought a house and bought a car. So he got full control on this lady and tried to misuse that authority which Allah gave it to him. Your wife is not a domestic worker. Your wife is not a servant. Your wife is a shariq, partner. The greatest ibadah for man, the one who let his wife love him and she enjoy his life, and she thinks that this life better than her father's house. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best one amongst you, the one who's kind to his family. But unfortunately, some men, he think that Allah gave him authority to go and misuse that authority and abuse his wife and put that lady down spiritually. Oh, he abused that authority of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Qawama, authority, it means responsibility, is not dictatorship. Any dictator with his wife, Allah will punish him in dunya and akhirah. So, we don't want our wives to be weak and powerless. Because Khadija radiallahu anha, she was not a powerless woman. Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Asma, daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the mother of Zubair, Abdullah bin Zubair, Never. She stood against Al-Hajjaj. Brother and sister in Islam, let us share that journey with our wife under the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another type of powerless women in our community are divorcee women. Talaq, it's the worst halal we have. Inna abghad al-halal inda Allah at-talaq. Why we are saying that? Because many people, they put the blame on the women. When the talaq and divorce happen, they say, why? They go to the lady and say, what's wrong? They say, you must ask the man, don't ask the women. shaking the arsh of Allah, because that person or that person who decided to divorce his wife gonna cause a problem in the community and society. Then the children will be separated from the mother or father. You will have a stepfather, stepmother, and then they're gonna be a very terrible social problem. And ask those who get divorced, how heavy was it? And unfortunately, in our community, we put the blame on the women. What's wrong with the lady? You see, no, you must say, what's wrong with the man who divorced his woman? Not the lady. And that lady who divorced become a la'na and curse for the family. Her other sister will never get the right boy, because the community said, no, her sister, the first one, get divorced. It's a big problem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our sisters, those who face that type of calamity, for the sabr, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, unfortunately my time is up. We still have so many powerless people in our community. We need to support them. But my sound engineer said, my time is up. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Shukran jazilan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the ummah strong. And may Allah give us strength in iman, inshallah. Rabbana innana sami'na munadi yunadi lil-iman. أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.